Recently, a well-known Christian leader came to our church to speak at a men's conference. During his second message, he told us a story that was hard to believe and frightening in its implications. A friend of his had recently been invited to speak at three major universities in the United States. These universities had three prominent business schools. In his conversation with the deans of these schools, he asked each of them the same question: "Does your school have a chair of business ethics?" Each of them answered no. "Well," he said, "does your school have a course in business ethics?" Each of the deans shook his head. In fact, he learned another speaker had been invited to one of the same schools a month before and had lectured on the virtue of greed. And when he finished, he received a standing ovation. The students apparently agreed with him that greed was a virtue in the field of business, and those who administrated the affairs of the schools agreed that business ethics should not play a major role in the training of these future business leaders. Friend, we're in big trouble. If there is one thing this country doesn't need, is one more greedy businessman. If greed and lust have replaced a giving and generous spirit in the training of our future business leaders, this places the burden right squarely on your shoulders and mine to instill in our children and the young people of the church those qualities that endure, and as the Apostle Paul says, the church should tell those who are rich in this world not to feel proud, not to trust in anything as uncertain as riches, but to trust God who richly gives us everything to enjoy. Tell them to be good, to be rich in good works, to be glad to give and share, and in this way amassing for themselves the riches that forever endure in the life to come, so that at last they may grasp the life that is life indeed. Friend, we are headed in the wrong direction when our children are taught to uphold greed as a virtue. You and I must deal with greed and envy in our own lives, and at the same time help our friends and family to see this false virtue for what it really is: sin. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.